It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, ready, set, reporting for duty for Monday, October the 18th, 2021. Vinny, how's that wedding you went to this weekend? Did you go?
Oh, it was good. I enjoyed it.
They actually went through with it?
Yeah.
I would give like $1 million to be at a wedding and have someone stand up when they say, forever hold your peace, and go, nope, this is not happening on my watch.
Now, is that a real thing? Like, I mean, if someone stands up and say, I don't want this to happen, like, do they stop the wedding?
I don't know.
Okay, yep, we'll listen to them.
I have been to a wedding where the preacher or the priest or whatever it is says it, but I've never seen anybody jump up and try and stop the whole deal.
When we got married, I didn't want them to say it.
I don't think he said it, did he?
Yeah, I asked them not to say it during our rehearsal because I just was not sure how that would go.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, are you serious?
I'm serious.
All you had was your mother there. You think she was going to jump up and say,
who was going to come through the church? I mean, you've asked a lot of people. We did at the rehearsal. You don't remember that? He was like, we'll do the forever hold your peace. I said,
no, it's not forever hold your peace.
Whatever.
It's or
that
forever.
That part too.
All right, take out
that poorer part.
Everybody hold their peace.
No, the objection part, I asked him to take it out and he didn't do it.
I did not remember you doing that.
Yeah, well,
and you
I did.
Had legitimate concern that one of my crazy exes was going to show up?
I just wasn't sure. And so I knew that you had almost been there so many times that I finally got you there. So I just didn't want anything to hinder the moment.
How great is it going to be when Vinny gets married? I mean, eventually it's going to happen. Are you going to get married? Are you one of these people who's going to be just in a long-term relationship?
I think it's long-term Huey Hefner.
Yeah. How's your girlfriend feel about that?
Not good.
Yeah, exactly. You're young. You've got lots of time.
Have you had the talk with her about it? Has she ever brought up, hey, you know, someday when we're married, has this happened?
Kind of, but I think we're both expecting some time to go on, maybe more money before that happens. But, I mean, we've always talked about maybe getting engaged and then doing the wedding in a year or two after that or something.
Sure. Take time to plan.
Now, listen, I know you have a lot of buddies. You're really not that far out of high school, so you got a lot of friends, and I get that. And I wouldn't expect to be in the wedding party. I wouldn't. I mean, you are my buddy, but I wouldn't expect to.
You can be the ring bearer.
Yes!
No, I don't want to be the ring bearer. I was going to say you should entrust me with giving a toast because I make a great speech. I could just make it up off the top of my head, and I wouldn't be funny. I wouldn't be mean. I would give a great speech, and people would say, you know what was so nice at Vinny's wedding is when Robbie got up and said that. That toast was beautiful.
Until like, you're giving the speech and, like, you know, told me how beautiful Laura, I mean.
Yeah.
Say her name wrong or something.
No. See, I think the thing is people don't necessarily want that sappy speech at the wedding. I think your guests generally like the funny, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he said, or at least I do.
You start off with a little funny, but then you build to the warm finish. That's what you need to do.
I don't know. The warm finish isn't fun. It's not fun.
Let me tell you, I've worked with Vinny for a couple of years now. When that kid takes a dump, it stinks.
Ew.
The whole building.
No. See, that is too far.
But I mean, what do you expect me to say?
Too far.
You got to say something nice about how he's talented, he's hardworking, he's loyal to his friends and family.
I don't know.
He's smarter than he looks.
I love when the maid of honor always comes up and gives the really sappy speech and they're both crying and then the guy comes up and he's like, hello, everybody. So we're here to celebrate this show. It's the best. That's my everyone's crying, and then you get the drunk guy up there.
You know, my parents have told me a story, and I don't know if this was common, you know, 50 years ago or whatever, but apparently when they got married, they had to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
What?
Maybe it was the place where they got married. It was a place where you had to do that. It was like a baseball game.
Like before dinner?
Yeah. And my Uncle Paul was hammered and could not say the word indivisible. He's like, indivisible. Indivisible. He could not say the word. And so everybody was laughing about that because they had him up there leading the Pledge of Allegiance. Is that a thing people used to do? I've never heard of that before. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Wow. Okay.
All right, before we get going this morning, I got to bring this up. We got Rochelle got a Facebook message from a DJ that works at a radio station. I think you said in Missouri,
right? Missouri, yes.
And apparently a similar name to this station.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were giving something away the other day, people were calling and then berating this poor girl who's doing her radio show saying, you know, am I the 10th caller? She's like, well, I'm not doing a contest. I was like, yes, you are.
Yeah.
I just heard you say to call in. And it turns out that they must have Googled incorrectly.
That's what she said. The message says, hello, I think one of your listeners accidentally keeps calling our show. They've called several times and they're trying to win your contest, which is very confusing because they said it's your 720 contest and it's 620 here.
Oh, that's right, because they're in a different time zone.
Yes.
I mean, we're giving away, like a $15 gift card, so.
I don't even know.
There's no reason to be berating people on the phone. So if you are the person who has been calling the radio station in Missouri, in the words of Michael Jordan, stop it. Just stop it.
Stop it.
All right, lot to do this morning. Oh, my goodness. Animal stories. Stories trending about animals this morning. She said. At 750, you know the deal. 72920, hashtag mom. And a whole lot more. We have a little porch on the current house that we're renting. And I know if you listen, you're like, wait a minute, didn't they just talk about moving? Well, yes, we've moved again. Okay,
so
now we're renting a house, and it has a nice little porch. And the weather has been okay, at least here and there, so we've been able to sit out after we get done with the show. But the people next to us have a slightly bigger home, and Rochelle loves a theme.
Right.
We all know this. These people have taken it to a different level. But not in a gaudy way. I mean, you know, we all drive by those houses, and I hate them. That have got the stupid skeletons.
Like the Halloween decorations.
No, it's too much.
Fall decorations.
I like Christmas decorations, but I don't need the blow-up Santa Claus and Frosty. Just put some nice, lightful theme, and they get a number of pumpkins on the stoop, and they put some fall leaves.
They've got mums in the front yard. Yeah. They've got fall pillows, like the outdoor pillows.
And you know the sign that says, Happy Harvest.
So cute.
I mean, it's like right out of a Martha Stewart design book or something.
Yeah, that just sounds horrible.
I don't know if it's horrible, but yeah, that's not my style.
I love it.
So Rochelle says, I got an idea. I know what we do. I think we mosey right across the lawn, steal a couple pumpkins.
Okay.
And I said, listen, not only would that be theft, that would also be trespassing.
Okay, I want to preface this by saying that I have met these neighbors, and they're very nice.
And you feel like they're open to you doing a little B&E?
They are only there on the weekends. They only use his home on the weekends, and I don't want to steal it. I just want to borrow it.
When you borrow something without telling somebody, it's called stealing.
I want to borrow it Monday through Friday and bring it back Friday afternoon so they can enjoy it for the weekend. But why shouldn't we enjoy it when they're not there?
Rochelle's soaking in the tub. She hears the car pull, and she's like, oh, no, I got to get downstairs.
I mean, all Rochelle has to do again with all of her neighbors is just flash him and get whatever you want.
That's right.
Hand it over.
Just whip him out. Show us the girls for a gourd.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do.
All
right?
Of this sounds like a heist. I'm starting to think you're OJ, okay?
Stop referencing OJ.
I'm starting to think I'm married to the juice.
Oh.
All right, another week, another stack of fun events for you to check out. This is a lot of Halloween stuff, you know, as we're getting a little bit closer here. So thanks for sending these in to Robbie or Rochelle. Robbie and Rochelle on the morning page, 1071theboss.com, at 1071theboss on any of the socials or on our personal Facebook page. We like to share these fun events in the community. Sometimes it's for charity. Adult night roller skating is back at the Branch Brook Park Roller Skating Rink in Newark. I just say that slowly because it's kind of a tongue twister.
Branch Brook
Park.
Park.
Branch Brook Park Roller Skating Rink.
Okay.
In Newark.
That's almost as hard as roller skating itself.
That's one of those deals where you have to, they let you in only if you know the password, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's the password? Branch Brook Roller Skating Park? Nope.
Branch Brook. That's so fun. Adult skating?
Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday night starting at 7 p.m. Got to be 18 years and older. Have a valid ID. To attend, unitedskates.com. They get all the details. Hoboken's official Halloween bar crawl is returning on Saturday. That's this upcoming Saturday, the 23rd. Then again on the 30th, the Halloween Eve.
Ooh.
Spooky themed drinks, costume contests, live music, and more. Barcrawllive.com for more. Speaking of spooky themed we had a spooky-themed tub this morning because I was getting dressed this morning. I usually leave my clean clothes in the morning in the bathroom where I brush my teeth, comb my hair, and there was a millipede in the tub.
Oh, yuck, yuck, yuck.
It was like a scene out of a horror movie.
I'm so glad that you saw that and not me because I probably would have woken the entire neighborhood.
I mean, I know you love a theme, so for a second I'm like, oh, did Rochelle decorate the bathroom for Halloween? I'm like, nope. That's a millipede right there.
Just so you know, for future reference, I would never decorate with anything spider-related ever.
Well, it's not a spider. It's a millipede.
What? Even worse.
Listen, he's been crushed and flushed. Hashtag crush and flush. There's your password right there.
There you go.
The annual Perky's Pumpkin Derby is back. It's going to be happening Saturday the 30th at Jenks on the Boardwalk. Jenkinsons.com for more info. That'll be 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. And then later on that night, 1071 to Boss will be there for the big costume contest.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a lot of fun. Just a couple of things we thought you would like to know this morning. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's animal stories. Intern Vinny, among his many duties, time to time we'll pull stories trending about our four-legged friends, sometimes our eight-legged friends, sometimes our webbed foot friends, our friends with fins. These are stories trending, and they all have to do with the animal kingdom. Robbie and Rochelle's animal stories. Well, good news. Stolen parakeets have been returned to a pet store in Philadelphia.
Mm.
Three birds were stolen The Patterson Bird Store posted a Facebook picture of the three parakeets. They've now been returned to the store. It's probably real easy to locate a stolen parakeet. You just listen for them, right?
Pretty bird. Pretty bird.
Rup, there's the guy.
Why would you steal the parakeets?
That was going to be my next question. I feel like there's more to this story that we don't know, right?
Are they expensive? Did they give the cost?
Maybe I was thinking maybe there's a deal where the husband really liked the parakeets. The wife brought them back to the store and said they need a different home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why anyone would steal a parakeet unless they were intending to resell it or something. I don't know. That seems very strange.
Listen, I got an overstock of crackers. I thought you could help me out for a while. Well, this is kind of a horrible story. It starts off horrible, but it has a happy ending. There is an elk.
Elk.
There's an elk from Colorado.
What did you call it?
Why would it be called an elk? An elk?
I tend to, you know how I do the thing where I say aqua instead of aqua?
Yes.
I don't know. I just say things. I say things like I'm British for some reason.
An elk.
It's an elk.
All right. Can we please continue on here?
Yeah, sorry.
There's an elk.
An elk.
From Colorado that had a tire around its neck for 2 years. Apparently, someone left tires by the side of the road and the elk picked it up and then couldn't get it off its head.
Oh, poor guy.
And listen, if you've seen our poor cat Rick, who Rochelle bought a lobster helmet. Would you call it a helmet? You bought him a Halloween costume.
It's a hat. It's a lobster hat.
And she Velcroed it around his neck against his will, by the way. I consider that to be animal abuse.
I thought it was very funny.
You can imagine this poor elk that's walking around with a tire around his neck for all this time. You wonder how that goes with his buddies. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with the weird necklace there, Bob the Elk?
I wonder if it was an annoyance to him or if it actually served a purpose and kept him safe.
I would imagine it's kind of like Rick, where at first he's using his hind legs to try and get it off, and he's just rubbing himself against the floor trying desperately, and then he just kind of gives in and gives up and moves on. He's like, oh, wait, there's food over there?
Forget it.
You know what I'm saying? By the way, this is a 600-pound bull elk.
Whoa.
And they believe that it was on, again, for 2 years, so they've now removed it, and he's doing just fine.
How did they do that?
Oh, they had to saw it off.
How did they do it? They caught the elk?
Yeah, they had to catch him, tranquilize him, so he took a little nap.
Okay.
And then they used a saw to get the tire off him.
Wow.
So
that's,
he's fine. But
that's
he's
amazing.
Fine.
Well,
and
these were
animal control professionals, of course.
Sure, sure.
This wasn't like Leroy and Larry the Cable Guy out in the woods.
Hey, let's get it off.
Get her done. Well, imagine if you combine Paw Patrol, the movie, with Terminator.
Do I have to?
I'm going to help you.
There's a company called Ghost Robotics that makes a robot that's kind of like those robot dogs. Have you seen those on the news?
Yeah.
These dogs are intended to be sold to militaries around the world, and they have sniper rifles on their heads.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Including the target laser. I mean, it looks like something out of Austin Powers.
That's not okay.
They're calling this the first use of robot animals with actual weapons mounted on their heads.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Wow. Yeah, so apparently no one pays attention to any movie where the robots turn bad.
Rise of the Machines.
Yeah, that's not a great idea.
And last, listen to this. There's a video of a warthog attacking a man. And this is one of those examples of, I don't know why someone is taping this. You should be living in the moment. If you're gonna, I don't know if he's at a zoo or what the situation is. It doesn't really say. It's a 15-second clip of this guy, and he's trying to pet this warthog. Well, the warthog is not having it.
He is not Pumbaa.
And he shoves him and knocks him over.
Warthog. He's going to come up the steps. Here he comes.
They appear to be on some sort of a safari.
He's huge.
Yeah, that nice thing to say to the warthog, make friends. Hey, he's huge.
Oh, boy. I wonder if we can pet him.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, boy.
Can we touch him? No, thanks.
Nope. And he's head over heels.
Oh, I gotta say, if I saw a warthog and it came right up to me, I'd probably try to pet it too.
The warthog was not coming up to him. The warthog was like, not here, not in my house. You got to go.
Hakuna Matata.
Right.
Robbie and Rochelle's animal stories. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, got a message. Well, you get a message. No one ever talks to me. It's always you. And that's fine. We got a message from your mom. Or is this from your mom's boyfriend? Was it directly from him, or was it a message?
It was directly. No, I was actually on the phone with
her. Okay, so you're talking to your mom, and your mom's boyfriend. I shouldn't even call him boyfriend, because that kind of implies it's her. They've been together for a long, long time.
She calls him her husband. It's a long story.
But anyhow, they live together. They're down in Florida.
Yeah.
He's retired. She's still working, but she's close to retirement, too. So they're living the good life, right? Well, he apparently chirps up while Rochelle is talking. I thought he sent you a message, but you're talking on the phone to mom, and he chirps up.
He does this quite a lot, actually. He'll just jump in and he'll say, hey, bro, how you doing? Hey, bro.
He's a very, very very nice guy.
He does. He's very, very sweet.
And I don't know if he had heard. Were you guys talking about the Squid Games, the Netflix show?
We were talking about Squid that. Game. Yeah, and we were also talking about how my mom and him went to go see the new James Bond movie.
Oh, that's right.
And she thought it was too long and left to call me.
Your
and
mom, this was, is true.
Went to the bar yes. in the middle of the movie because she couldn't sit there any longer.
Yeah, a little G&T. Yeah. I'll be back. Already finished the popcorn.
So, yeah, we were on the phone talking, and he came out. Hey, bro, how you doing? Hey.
So there are things that he likes to watch that we don't know that your mother wants to watch.
Right.
And your mother's a little old school in the sense that they don't have all the streaming stuff. Like, your mom doesn't even have Zoom. So when you talk to her, she doesn't have FaceTime. You got to do the Facebook watch thing, right?
If we do that. If not, it's just a normal call.
She's old school. She's picky up. She doesn't even text very much,
no,
right?
No, she doesn't. No, she won't. I'll call her. I'll text her, and she'll call me back. I'm like, don't do that.
But her boyfriend, her husband, he likes staying on top of what the hot shows are.
Yes.
And so he says, hey, do you and Robbie have that Netflix deal? And Rochelle says, yeah, we get the Netflix. And he goes, oh, man, I'd love to get the next. I understand if you give me your password, I can log in down here. Would you guys mind doing that? And Rochelle went, well, let me ask Robbie. And so she brings it up to me, and I'm like, why does he want to steal? Why does he want to commandeer my Netflix password? Where does it stop? Is it then going to be Amazon, Hulu, HBO?
Well, what he actually asked me was which services we had. That's how we started the conversation.
Oh, it's like a menu of free stuff that I pay for him. Fantastic. I mean, like, we give them to the kids because, first of all, we've got the parental
kids.
Controls. And second of all, right, they have no job.
Well, who's
he's,
to say?
By the way, I'm already paying his bills because he's collecting Social Security that I pay into, pal.
All right. Ooh. Take it down a notch.
So I'm not going to pay another $12 a month for this guy to have Netflix. And believe me, I like the guy. It's not that it's personal. But why something I pay for do I just have to give to somebody?
Well, why can't we just make him his own profile? We can put the parental controls on there, too, if we want to. Limit the time.
You want to watch Coco Melon, Patrick, you're all set.
Hey, Rochelle, is this a bad time to let Robbie know that I have your guys' Netflix?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure he does.
Exactly.
I think that's ridiculous. But although I would absolutely be this guy, you know, 30 years from now, when I'm in
the
home. Yeah, when you're dead and I'm in the home, I'm going to call Grayson, our five-year-old, up. He's like, oh, hey, Robbie, what's going on? Hey, buddy, remember all those good times we had when you were a kid?
Exactly. So
I let you say bad words around the house. You want to give me your Netflix password?
I think what we do is we just make this his Christmas gift, and then we don't actually have to buy him a Christmas gift.
We're now
like,
you're
hey,
talking.
We got you Netflix for a year. This is your login, and then there you go.
Now you're talking. But where does it end? That's what I want to know. Where does it end? You're going to get my DoorDash, too, and my Grubhub?
Probably.
And my HelloFresh and all this other stuff?
Might as well. We're already paying for it.
By the way, and I don't mean to extend this conversation unnecessarily, because my God, who cares, right? But Vinny, have you seen Squid Games? You reacted like you've seen it.
Oh, I have.
Now, I have not watched it, but everybody I come in contact with wants to talk about the Squid Game, so I feel like I would not like it, but I also feel left out.
Okay, so I don't want to brag, but I saw it like a month ago.
Oh, look at you.
Before anybody even was talking about it. It wasn't even trending on Netflix yet. We just stumbled upon it. So, watch it first. Haha. Anyways.
Let me just recap that. I watched it first. Haha.
Yep.
Like it's a competition, which I guess is what that show's
it
about,
is
right?
A competition.
That's what that show is, right? Like if you don't complete the thing, they murder you. Isn't that what happens? Yeah,
something
pretty
like that.
Much. Yeah. So, yeah, South Korean film. It is dubbed over in English, but I promise you it's just better if you listen to it in Korean.
That's probably why he likes it, because he's there watching all the BTS, the boy band concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Then they're like, you may also like this show.
Wait, you watched it in Korean, so you read all the subtitles?
So I watched it in the dubbed over, but I'm like, you know what? I just want to listen to how they normally talk. So yeah, I like the subtitles.
Interesting.
I think I'm a little bit better at understanding Korean now. Maybe not, probably not at all.
I feel like any words that they're saying in that show, you don't need to or should know. Like,
how would you say hello, good morning in Korean then, if you've learned?
Oh, no idea.
That's not what they say on the show.
He's like, bonjour.
You've been eliminated.
Yeah. Well, you clearly have too much time on your hands.
Yeah, it was a good show, so I would watch it.
I've already watched it.
Well, no, but Robbie said he hasn't.
He would not like
that
show.
No, I'm not going to like it.
He refused to watch it. I mean, what, you don't like the gore or something?
Yeah, exactly. I don't like scary stuff.
No, he doesn't mind gore.
Is it scary?
He doesn't. No, that's not his show.
I like Rambo gore. I like Goodfellas gore. I don't like horror movie gore.
It's not even a horror movie.
It's not scary.
Listen, there's subtitles involved. That's a horror movie to me, okay?
That's exactly what my mother said.
Oh,
she started watching it with me and my girlfriend.
Well, it's a new week, and we have a whole stack of mom confessions that came in over the weekend. People use the hashtag mom, M-O-M, mom.
Confessions.
Thank you for sharing these with us because we share them every day. It's 72920. Go to any of our socials. Use that hashtag. Share what it's like being a mom, dealing with the kids, dealing with the hubby, dealing with the day-to-day, the work-life balance. It's a lot. Hashtag mom.
Confessions. Why'd you whisper the whole thing?
I don't know. I'm not really paying full attention, to be honest with you.
Wow. Nice.
Confessions just like these.
At Struggle Display said, I just watched a James Bond trailer with my 9-year-old, and her response, wow, there's so much reckless driving happening here.
Yeah.
She's not interested.
Yeah, there certainly is.
Sarah Dean said, my 5-year-old asked if I had ice cream in the house, and when I said no, he glared at me intensely like a pint-sized hypoglycemic commando and said, tomorrow, you will go to the store
and
buy
something.
Some.
I'm going to admit something right now.
Uh-huh.
There's no way if I was in a spelling bee, I'd be able to handle hypoglycemic.
No.
I can barely say it. I know I can't spell it.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know that I can spell it.
At least you got that going for you. Yeah. Why will you ever need to spell it? I think
there's often times
okay.
where I'm writing something and I think of the word I want to say and I try spelling it and then the spell check's like, I don't know what you're trying to say. And then I just move on to another word.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
There's a confession from you. At Brook and Mark 2014 said, it's school picture day, also known as, I can't believe we paid $96 for these.
Look at those cool lasers behind me, Mom.
Oh, I could never get the laser background. My mom would never pay the upcharge for it.
There's an upcharge for the laser
yeah,
background?
Yeah, it was like an extra $10. She's like, you're getting blue. I'm like, come on, I want the laser.
Let me tell you what you're getting. Blue. You're my boy, Blue. This turned into Robbie confessions,
yeah,
but
yep.
It's what we call hashtag mom.
Confession.
Share with us. Use that hashtag. Might hear yours. Quick reminder, you'd always catch up on demand. Podcast is streaming 24/7. You can catch up on recent shows, all recent shows, right on the website. So just go to our page or search us wherever you get your podcasts. A couple of things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. There's a reporter. His name is Vic Williams. Works for a TV station in Detroit. People are calling him the skateboarding reporter, only in your hometown. This is because he did an entire report at a local skate park. You know, there's always, when you go to these kind of, there's kids behind him and
yeah.
they're like waving at the camera on their skateboards. He gets out there and just shreds it.
Really?
Kind of puts them all to shame a little
Good
bit.
Good for him.
As far as Chandler's skate park, they'll be done in about the next 10 days or so. Victor Williams, Local 4.
Victor, you are so cool.
Somebody has a crush on her coworker.
I wonder if it was live.
Because yeah, it sounded like a live
can
report.
Can you imagine if he would have accidentally fallen while he's trying to be so serious with the report and he just tumbles down?
I have spent at least an hour watching one of those compilation videos.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like an hour long, people saying swear words during the newscast.
On the news.
Oh, it's so great.
So funny.
What the f*** are you doing?
There's a high school student from Illinois. Took a video after he hacked all the overhead projectors in his class, such that instead of playing what the teacher is supposed to put up there for science class, it played Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. Rick rolled his whole class.
He Rick rolled everyone?
They overtook our projectors. Oh,
now, this would be kind of funny, I think, if you're at a corporate retreat. But first of all, that was big 10 years ago.
If not more.
Secondly, this kid clearly worked with the science teacher for a funny science class gag. Maybe one day he'll meet a girl.
Oh, come on.
Hey, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Have you taken the kink test yet? My guess is you have taken the kink test.
Yeah.
So you have the TikTok app. I don't have the evil TikTok.
I honestly, yes, I have taken it. It's
a test to show what you're into, you know, what you're into.
Yeah. It's pretty explicit.
Hear me out. So it asks you like 40 questions or something, and then at the end of it, it gives you a list of results with what your kinks are.
You know what's amazing to me is that there are people that watch videos of other people talking about themselves taking a test that you yourself could just take. Why do I care what that person's fetishes are?
Because then when you get your results, you don't feel so bad about yourself.
Man.
Because I got mine and I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know if I need the therapist anymore because clearly there are people who got many more problems than me. Okay?
There will be limits.
Many, many, many more problems. Well, listen to this. That McDonald's has launched what they're calling the McBoat. They're doing this on a trial basis in Germany. It's exactly what you think. It's a floating, float-through drive-in or float-in. So it's a boat, and you can either pull your boat up next to the McDonald's boat.
It's
or you
called
can,
McMoat?
Oh, you can. No, it's McBoat. Not McMoat. It's not a castle. You can just swim right up, paddle right up, canoe, whatever you want. Pick yourself up some delicious McDonald's.
Yeah.
Being like at McDonald's and you're like, oh snap, like this happened. Like,
we can see your order on the screen and we make your food ready.
Doesn't that sound delicious to bring meat in the water?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, how do you eat it? Are you just going to have soggy french fries?
Gives new meaning to McCrabs.
Yeah.
Do we know who Hideki Matsuyama is? Who is that?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not sure.
Should we Google this?
Probably.
Why don't you look that up? No, this person was in
a... Wait a second. Can you spell it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of left you hanging on that. It's Hideki.
The rest came up.
Okay, good.
Oh, he's a golfer.
He's a golfer. Well, this would make sense because guess where he was?
At a golf course.
Bingo. He was in Vegas at a golf tournament. Hit a guy in the head with his drive.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an accident. You know what happens.
It's an accident. It happens. Hey, sorry, I just knocked out Grandpa, but...
Well, spoiler alert on Google, he actually won the Masters tournament, so whatever he did it well.
He's wearing a green jacket, huh?
That's right.
I like that I say, there's a celebrity at a golf tournament. Do we know what he does? Oh, he's a golfer. Oh.
That's how that works.
What a boob I am. I don't know how I got this show. I'm wondering along with you, how did I get this show?
Yeah.
Remember our friend from Tiger King?
Carol Baskin.
She's investigating the treatment of big cats at Joe Exotic's former zoo. She got her new show to do this on Discovery Plus.
Hey, you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin.
I mean, I don't know if she killed her husband or not. I know that it was all alleged in the first Tiger King, but you look in that woman's eyes and there's just pure terror in your heart.
She's a little scary.
Forget watching Friday the 13th. Just watch a little Tiger King. It is terrifying, okay?
Perfect.
Well, yes, we travel across the pond because 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth, and by the way, we're huge fans of Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, how can you not be?
I think she is just an incredible lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's been advised by doctors to give up her nightly cocktail that she's been having every year since she became of age. She said she's not happy about it.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Her mom, the Queen, says it's a trifle unfair at the stage of life she's having to give up one of her very few pleasures.
Yeah, I don't think she should give it up.
What? I can't have a nip of gin? Up yours! Meghan Markle, you suck. Need a drink.
That was my impression of the Queen. I feel like if we were on the BBC, I'd be arrested right
Probably.
Now. Take him away.
Also, I don't think she should give it up. She's 95 at this point. Let her have it. I mean, come on.
They got the Queen, damn it. What do you see right up here?
Right, like I can put you in the guillotine, you bitch.
Well, follow up to a story we brought you on Friday. I feel a little bad myself because Howie Mandel passed out the other day at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I said, well, he's okay, mm-hmm. So I'll kind of make a joke, but I'm really only half kidding. Looking at Howie, there's a man that drinks a lot of caffeine,
yeah.
Okay? So I was joking he's probably in there downing espresso after espresso.
Right.
It turns out he was dehydrated and passed out and was tired because his blood sugar was low after a colonoscopy.
Oh, jeez.
That's a pretty bad day.
That's a bad day.
They don't let you drink any coffee or anything, so
no,
you're all
you
exhausted.
You got to do all that prep work.
You got to do all that prep work. They go in there and they tube you, and then he goes to get a coffee and try and passes out.
Poor guy.
Poor Howie.
Someone just get him a croissant.
I am so sorry I made a joke because you deserve to have a couple espressos.
Absolutely.
You know, after they shot a couple espressos up there.
Back it up.
Sometimes I see these things for the first time right along with you. This is pretty funny. Just this headline, I like it, okay?
Okay.
There's a man who went to Cheesecake Factory and ordered all 35 cheesecakes.
Really?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm going to need that one. I'm going to need all of them.
Back it up.
He then went ahead and ranked them. Now, there's really nothing funny about that. I just love the headline that he went to Cheesecake Factory. Well, Freudian slip right there. Yeah, and he just ordered everything they got.
I want to see what his bill was after ordering all of those. They're like $10 a slice.
I want to know how he made out with the colonoscopy.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, it's the middle of October. 2% of Americans say they have finished all of their holiday/Christmas shopping.
Oh, my gosh. Are
Another
you serious?
54% say they haven't started yet. And, of course, as always is the case, there's the other 25, 30%, whatever it is, that goes, it's Christmas? When's that again? Same day every year, Bob. Same day every year.
I haven't even started, so I need to get on the ball.
And to the 2% of people that have already thought of everything, wrapped everything, already have this done, f*** you, okay? That's ridiculous. Queen, you want to have a drink?
Goddamn right I do. Boom.
I knew I liked the Queen, Mom. She's a delight. She's a delight. World famous celebrity birthday file this Monday. Tyler Posey. Who's that?
He's the guy from Teen Wolf.
He's not a golfer with Hideki Matsui, is he?
No, he's the guy from Teen Wolf.
Okay, Bristol Palin. I feel like it was her birthday the other day.
Maybe you do so many shows already done these birthdays.
I thought I was having a deja vu. But in fact, I've just read this already for somebody else. Sorry about that. Forgot where I am. Bristol Palin, that's Sarah's daughter, 31 today. You see her birthday cake from her house.
There you go.
Zac Efron is 34.
That's our guy crush.
That hunky, sexy man that he is.
Yeah.
I love you!
Lindsay Vaughn, 37 today. Jean-Claude Van Damme, 61. It's so fun to say his name.
Yeah.
Chuck Lorre, the guy that did the Big Bang Theory. Pam Dauber, she was Mindy from Mork and Mindy. Mike Ditka and Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island. Remember we were just talking about how they're going to remake that as a horror movie? Today is National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Okay.
National No Beard Day. No. National Clear Your Virtual Desktop Day.
Oh.
And International Legging Day. Are we talking about like jeggings?
No, leggings. Leggings?
Like nylons?
No, like the stretchy pants. You don't know what leggings are? Are you kidding?
No, I've never worn leggings.
That's not what I've heard.
Let me shave my beard and strap them on.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Let's play an exciting round of How'd You Get That Scar? Hey, how'd you get that scar? And now your host, Michael Strahan. Sounds like a game show, doesn't it?
It does, kind of.
How'd you get that scar?
Sure.
Also, a pickup line.
Is it? Have you used that as a pickup line?
I have not, but I'm just imagining. Uh-huh. That's one of those. It doesn't have to be a pickup line. That's an icebreaker for any conversation.
I think that's
a question for you. How'd you get that scar?
That'd be so awkward to walk up to somebody.
Well,
and
if I guess if you're just
that.
Walking up to them, but that's why that'd be a pickup. But if there's someone around the office and you're friendly with them, you say, hey, I'm curious. I don't mean to intrude, but how did you get that scar?
I feel like that's invasive. You should never ask. If someone is willing to tell you, then fine. But you don't, I mean, somebody has like a big scar across their face. Hey, how'd you get that scar? Like, no.
You realize we're here on the radio in public asking people how they got that scar.
Well, they are giving us their answers if they want to.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is not like a, well, the person you in must the, tell me how you got that
the
scar.
The person in the office could just walk away.
That's fair.
The awkward silence.
They just stop and
between
walk
your
away from
desk
you?
And their desk for the rest of the time.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, how'd you get that scar?
I have a lot of scars.
I don't know that I'm aware of hardly any of your scars.
Really?
Yeah, I can't think of one
that
you have.
Well, I have a very, very large C-section scar. Spans my whole body.
Never noticed it.
Okay. I have scars from a gallbladder removal. Several of those.
I mean, I know you've had these procedures. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that I've ever noticed any of these scars.
The only scar that I have that did not occur from a surgery, to be fair, is
Wait a minute. You still get the scar on your foot from when you stabbed yourself with the scissors, right?
Yes, but that's the bottom of my foot, so that's really hard to
see.
Okay.
Well, I rub your feet all the time against my will.
Oh, so you do you have
I am aware
that
of that
one.
Scar now that you say it. What was the other one?
I have a scar on my chin. See it right there?
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was 6, I ran into the corner of a table when I was in school and had to get 10 stitches in my chin. And this was back in the day when they had like the black stitches. So it looked like I had a little mini goatee. I was walking around the school.
But is that little girl supposed to be a pirate?
The thing I remember from the story is that when I went to the hospital to get said stitches, I was thrashing around so much that they had to basically put me in a
strapped
Velcro.
Down.
Yes, they strapped me down and had people holding me down because I mean, no. I remember that happening.
Well, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah.
That sounds very traumatic. That's like an episode of Squid Games.
Yeah. Do you have any scars?
Yes.
I mean,
you've seen all my scars. I have one right on my forehead if you look closely. It's from a chicken pox. Yeah, right up here, right at the top of my head. Right where a widow's peak would be, I have a big scar from a nasty chicken pox from when I was 6 years old.
You know what? I don't know that I ever noticed that.
No, it's right on my face.
Now I'm never going to unsee it.
Terrific. Great.
I know you have one on your hand from trying to impress a girl by getting the bee in the window.
Yeah, from punching the window and having glass in my hand.
Yeah, you punched a window.
Then I get the real nasty one over here.
What's that one from?
This is from shop class where I accidentally cut my arm open just above my wrist with a X-Acto knife.
Oh, ouch.
I just wasn't thinking through that I shouldn't. I was trying to hold the board steady with one hand. I didn't think that through properly.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I was just like you. I was afraid to go get the stitches. Yeah. So they just put the butterfly
the bandages.
And so, you know, it stopped the bleeding, but it healed pretty poorly. So I got a big nasty scar on my arm now.
Ouch.
Me. Yeah. Well, this has been fun. Hey, how'd you get that scar? Listen, we're well aware this is going to be kind of an interesting one today.
Yeah.
Robbie Rochelle, intern Vince, talking about scars. And the question is, how did you get that scar? What is the scar? How big is the scar? Where is the scar? This is a little less invasive. We were a television show, I suppose, because we're here on the radio. But because you can answer on Facebook, if you want to post a picture of your scar,
Only if it's an appropriate picture.
If it's an appropriate picture. Listen, I don't want Zuckerberg to ban your content.
It will get banned. Mm-hmm.
Feel free to post a picture along with your story. How did you get that scar?
Mark said, I was run over by a horse and cart.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. Got 72 stitches and have no feeling on the left side of my leg.
Damn it, Josiah, watch where you're going.
How does that happen?
Well,
I would like to know this whole story. Please elaborate. Marissa said, well, my friend was going to chop a watermelon in half and I held it steady for him.
Oh boy.
And Angie said, I had my hand in a conveyor belt at the checkout counter at the grocery store.
Oh, you know that little queasy feeling in your stomach?
Yes.
Ooh.
Ouch.
That is not good times. Here's Catherine in Wayside.
Racing.
Racing?
Yeah.
Like running or like in a car?
Like racing in like a go-kart.
Oh. Okay. That's fun.
Did a little mini golf, little golf cart and went south from there.
Yep.
Is David in Piscataway.
When I was a kid, me and my little brother were out. We grew up in the country, and, you know, they have those electric fences for livestock. And, of course, there's that thing of don't pee on the electric fence.
Oh, is that a thing?
We were going through the woods where the electric fence was, and I needed to go. But I was like, I'm going to be smart. I'm not going to pee towards the fence.
Sure.
I turned around. But I was little. I was like, I was at the age where you like, you know, you like pull your pants down when you go, when you go pee. So I pulled my pants down. I peed. I finished. And then when I bent down to pick up my pants, my butt went into the electric fence.
Your booty bumped the fence.
It shocked me so bad it sent me head over heels, and I got a scar on my forehead.
Listen, who hasn't been shocked in the butt with their pants down and fallen head over heels?
Wait, did you say you get the scar on your forehead from falling?
Yeah, I hit my head on a rock.
Oh my gosh. Do you have one on your booty too?
No.
Okay.
That yield.
That's good. Well, wow.
That's good to know.
It's He Said, She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
I now regret the decision to ask people to post a picture of their scar if they want to answer on Facebook or shoot us a text. The texts are even more disgusting.
Yeah.
Maybe people figure, hey, it's just Robbie and Rochelle seeing it.
No.
What's the big deal?
Oh.
By the way, spoiler alert, Vinny's the one that gets the text and sends us anything he thinks we need to use on a radio here. So you're just ruining his day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't have his mic on now, but anyhow, I don't want to, this is what I make him do.
Right.
I know he doesn't want to be doing this. How did you get that scar?
Emily said, I got smacked in the face with a flaming marshmallow while I was a camp counselor one year.
Oh, man.
Ouch. Paul said, I got mine from an energetic game of spoons mixed with alcohol. And Nick said, like you, he punched out a window when he was 6. He also hashtagged it as play school style badassery.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. I'm, by the way, going to name my next cover band Flaming Marshmallow.
Flaming Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll play all the big Cat Stevens hits.
There you go.
Here's Peggy in Lakewood.
Wrestling alligators.
Okay. Wow.
Obviously.
Clearly.
Tell us more, Steve Irwin. What's the story there?
Well, wait, I can't remember the comedian's name. She's like, what happened was...
You see, what happened was... Yes.
If you say it twice, it's totally almost true.
Okay. Okay.
So what happened was, I was in New Orleans, and we went on a boat tour, and then chaos ensued, and anyway, I'm fine.
Oh, well, good. Wow, okay.
All right. I won, and no.
Still feel like there's more to that story, but okay.
No, that's awesome.
But that's enough of that. We'll keep this going all day on Facebook if you still want to answer. Maybe we'll get a couple more answers on later. I made a jingle for this. You want to hear it one more time? Here, he said.
Today.
How did you get that scar? That's pretty good, right?
Something.
I might get a Grammy.
Yeah, or something.